Tervetuloa mukaan aivan mahtavan Suomen WhatsApp-hackathoniin. Pau.
I have Andrew Parsons here from the academic team at Microsoft. Andrew, can you give us a more detailed breakdown of what exactly WowsApp is?
So WowsApp is a global hackathon. Okay, and so we all know what a hackathon is, right? We're all developers. We've always gone to these events where you'll have, you know, like a day or 24 hours to actually build an app or hack something together with technology. You of all people should know that, right? So what we thought we'd do is, rather than everyone run these hackathons all over the world at different times and dates and stuff, we thought, why not actually have everyone do it at the same time and make it truly a global experience? So that's where we came up with this idea. And we have this literal wave of developers around the world following the sun, right? You know, everyone starts sort of on the Friday in their own time zone and goes through the Saturday, Sunday, and they're all about building apps, you know, building Windows 8 apps, Windows Phone apps, using Azure and Team Foundation Service. All the good things that we have for developers at Microsoft are all here available for the hackers, right?
What's your team name?
Illegal Alien.
What's your team name?
Team GitHub.
Our team name is Tappipiiri.
Testoman.
Our team name is Tres Hombres and Yu Amiga.
What's your team name?
We don't have one.
It's Team Giggle.
What are you building?
A Testo app.
We are building a game about destructing buildings and completing goals by destroying those buildings.
We're building an application for student lunches.
A two-dimensional shooter.
We have not yet decided, but we are going to brainstorm the idea, and maybe we'll come up with a very good idea by tonight.
We're building a game for Windows Phone 8. It's a tower defense-styled game.
Well, we are thinking to ruin people's lives with an alarm clock that is going to annoy the hell out of you.
What technologies are you guys using?
We're using Visual Studio and C# language with the Monogame framework.
Yeah.
And also Farseer physics engine.
We are going to develop a Windows Phone 8 application, so we are going to use Visual Studio, C# and XAML.
We're using Unity 3D mostly and C#.
We're using C#, XAML, basic Windows Phone stuff.
C#.
We're going to use C# and some tools that we got from here.
Monogame using C#.
Hey, we're here with Team Apidu. Can you tell us about what your application is?
Yeah, we're building a monitoring software for system admins to monitor a large amount of servers in their environments.
So, are you guys? What platforms are you guys targeting, and what technologies are you going to include in your application?
We are targeting Windows 8 in the first place, and we are using C# and XAML for development.
Cool, thanks. Well, we'll check back up with you guys later on, so thank you.
I'm here with Team Nano. I have Yoni, Sinny, and Nora here, and they're going to give us a brief breakdown of their application. So what is your application?
We're doing this fashion application in which you can create outfits from your own clothes. Sinny has drawn some sketches.
You can take pictures from your own clothes and put it here on our application.
And then you can like select the clothes and see if they fit together, or should you take some other shirt or something like that.
Cool. Well, we'll check back up with you guys later on during the hackathon and see what work you guys have produced. Thank you.
Yep. So we have 16,500 developers around the world at 112 locations across 54 countries, all working on building apps.
That is amazing. Yep. That is amazing. So we're at basically ground zero right here in Finland.
Yeah.
I mean, did you have a chance to go walk around to chit-chat with some of the teams yet?
A little bit. You know, like the buzz is incredible. You know, when we thought this up, we thought, you know, we'll pick half a dozen or so. In fact, we actually said 8 because of Windows 8 locations around the world that we wanted to go really big at, and Finland was one of those places. Some of the others, Pakistan has like something like 1,300 people. India has 18 different cities running with a total of, you know, a few thousand, And then we've got Greece and Turkey, Vietnam, Malaysia, Chile, you know, all these other countries, massive numbers. Malaysia has 850 people. You know, Chile has 500, Greece has 600 or 700. It's just incredible, right? And so Finland is the same kind of thing. And we've been, yesterday they were expecting, I think, about 360 people. That was their that was the total registration. Yeah. 350 turned up. So I don't know how many hackathons you've been to, actually.
Quite a few.
Right? You know that there's usually a bit of a drop-off. We're not seeing that drop-off at the hackathons here for WowsApp. It just seems to be everyone's really embraced the buzz and just come along. And here in Finland, they're busting them in from all over. I heard about one school where way up north that couldn't get buses, so they convoyed up in cars. They left at 3 a.m. to be here by 10 a.m. So that's, what, 6 or 7 hours driving?
That is insane. That is insane.
Yeah. And what I think is, what are they going to do when they finish, right? They're going to do 6 hours of driving to get here, a 36-hour hackathon, and then they're going to drive 6 hours back?
Well, correct me if I'm wrong. Correct me if I'm wrong. We are sponsored for this event by an energy drink company in Finland. So, I mean, I just assume the massive amounts of caffeine consumed by these individuals.
Let's hope they get home safely. Yeah.
I hope they do eventually get some sleep afterwards. Yeah. So thanks for the time. We'll check back up with you toward the end of it to see what teams you think are doing amazing.
Cool. Thanks, Clint.